Najah Hawthorne is in seventh grade at a rural Yazoo City Middle School in the Mississippi Delta. She started her most recent writing assignment with what she calls the fun part, reading a book.
It's just so adventurous. I love how Frodo just gets the ring. He has to travel up the mountain to go throw in fire. He's like heroic because he shows courage. You know, he's scared half the time.
But after reading Lord of the Rings, Hawthorne had a challenge ahead of her, a 6-page paper discussing the novel's plot and characters. It's a classic, if lengthy, book report, but it's also a simple writing task compared to what Mississippi 7th graders will be asked to master in the coming years. Soon, Hawthorne will have to use multiple texts and independent research to come up with her own analysis. It's a massive cognitive leap from simple story recall to critical thinking, and it's happening because schools across the country are switching to new education standards called Common Core. But for Mississippi and other states performing at the bottom in literacy and language, Common Core is an especially huge jump.
All the years that I was in my teaching career, you know, everything was knowledge-based, recall.
That's Jana Bardwell, a 20-year education veteran and an administrator at Yazoo City Schools. She says that leap from recall to critical thinking is going to be shaky. Most kids will not make it across right away.
Every time we look at a new curriculum, I see anywhere, and I'm speaking from experience here, I see it at 2 to 3 years. And then when we move to Common Core, you've got your synthesis and analysis and evaluation. We're definitely going to be at the upper end.
Dr. Mariella Simon says it's about time. As Associate Director of the Mississippi Writing and Thinking Institute, she has worked for years to improve writing instruction in Mississippi schools.
Everybody's always taught writing. Everybody's always taught reading. But the emphasis that's placed on it in the assessment and the depth at which a student will be required to understand and be able to communicate will be quite different.
This time, she says, the jump in standards is backed by tougher accountability. Students' end-of-the-year tests will now require writing, not just multiple choice.
Then teachers, administrators are going to make certain that their instruction gets the kid to the point where they can score as highly as they can.
Rigorous standards plus tough accountability. Sounds like Mississippi has a plan to pull itself off the bottom. But Kathleen Yancey says not so fast. She's an English professor at Florida State University, and she says Common Core may be hitting classrooms too quickly. Yancey says many students are likely to feel ill-equipped and get discouraged.
Then if they jump into the new curriculum in grade 6, students who have not had this new curriculum for the 6 years prior, they will be particularly at a disadvantage.
Yancey says that could result in an increase in the dropout rate. But some students will thrive. The thing is, those students are more likely to come from more affluent schools. Yancey says disadvantaged students will likely be left behind, exposing another layer of education inequity. From the Southern Education Desk, I'm Annie Gilbertson in Yazoo City, Mississippi.